This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got What You Drinking and What You Thinking coming up next to start the Expressway LA Live at 5:40, hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and Carter Freeman, who's been running your video. Time now to welcome in a special guest, Kevin Pelton, ESPN NBA and WNBA writer, as we've got the Celeb All-Star Game on tonight on ESPN, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus. Quite a star-studded group that they're going to have tonight in the Celebrity All-Star Game, but it is that time where it's the break for basketball, and it's the All-Star festivities as we welcome in Kevin Pelton now. How are you, sir? And I saw that you are a pocket square enthusiast on the bio. What makes a good pocket square?
You know, I think it's got to complement the rest of the suit around it, but that's more of an inside joke than a real enthusiasm, I must admit.
That's awesome. As Kevin Pelton joins us here now, Kevin, we are in Dallas. We've been shaken by the Luka trade, but it is amazing how this team's been able to still put together back-to-back victories last night over the Miami Heat, the night before over Golden State. What have you thought about these Dallas Mavericks since the Luka trade?
Yeah, I think they've responded really well. And look, you know, I think that the important thing here is whatever criticism that there has been of management and the way that they handled the trade and the decision itself, like, it's nothing that reflects on the players who are still part of this roster, including Anthony Davis. And, you know, I rewatched that Warriors game a little bit ago while I was on the exercise bike. And I got to admit, when the Warriors came back to take the lead 102-101 in the fourth quarter, even knowing that Dallas had won the game, I still started thinking, oh man, this has got to be the Warriors game. And I thought a really impressive close to that one, and then, you know, equally impressive last night to win without Kyrie.
Kevin, you know, like I said, we're still trying to kind of put the pieces together with the trade. When you first heard about the trade, how many calls did you make? And I mean, was it just crazy, you know, trying to kind of run down information on the why and the how?
Not a lot of calls, because I had to get writing right away for my role reacting with the trade grades. But, you know, I was like everyone else. I sent my colleague Tim Bontemps to text and a couple other people.
Sure.
Like, is this real? You know, I had the same instinct that, you know, it seemed more plausible that Shams had actually gotten hacked than that the Mavericks had made this particular trade. So, you know, I think that sort of, you know, out of nowhere element framed a lot of the reaction, understandably.
And Kevin, anybody you talk to, any general managers or front office people say, I understand why they made the trade? Or has it all been like, why? Or was there anybody that said, you know, I could see what they're trying to do here?
You know, I haven't posed that question necessarily specifically, but I do think, like, there's the outline of an understanding. I think one of the biggest things that where the criticism went too far was this idea that, you know, oh, the Mavericks could have gotten a much better player than Anthony Davis in return for Luka Doncic. And that to me is kind of silly when you think about it, because, you know, particularly if you're in a situation where you're not sure if you're going to be able to extend or re-sign Luka beyond his current contract, even if you think he's better than, you know, your star player, you're still not going to trade them for Luka. And there's not a lot of guys who in the league who are better than Anthony Davis right now. So, you know, I think that element of understanding, like, if you had come to the conclusion that this was just not tenable going forward with Luka Doncic, that targeting Anthony Davis as a partner for Kyrie Irving didn't make a lot of sense. But number one, it's a question of should you have drawn that conclusion in the first place? And number two, the biggest thing to me is, like, even if you take everything that the Mavericks have said completely at face value and believe that they're right about both Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis and their evaluation of the two of them, they still, how they didn't get the 2031 first-round pick from the Lakers and Dalton Connect is beyond me. I mean, obviously, the Lakers had a little bit more time to, you know, speak to Luka Doncic and understand his likelihood of extending or re-signing before they then attempted to trade those picks, and, you know, that pick and Dalton Connect from Mark Williams. But their willingness to do so kind of shows, like, those guys were not untouchable. If I'm running the Mavericks, even if I decide that I have to make this trade, I got to get everything the Lakers have to offer. I'm not settling for anything less than the full package.
ESPN's Kevin Pelton with us here on 105 Through the Fan. So if the Mavs are fully healthy, which right now, unfortunately, that is not the case, but the three quarters we got to see with Anthony Davis, it was beautiful. How do you think they stack up in the West if they've got all their key pieces together?
It's tough to say because it's so hypothetical at this point. And even, you know, in the Anthony Davis period, obviously, it's not Derek Lively the second out there. And, you know, so we didn't see quite, you know, will it be Anthony Davis exclusively at power forward when the Mavericks are fully healthy in the front court, which, you know, who knows if we'll get a chance to see this season. I think, you know, I'm writing for Monday about the tiers in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City is still what they're doing, just blowing out opposition. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander playing at MVP level. They're easily number one to me. The Denver Nuggets, I think, have emerged at this point as number two, with Jamal Murray back playing at essentially an all-star level, 55 points the other night. And then I think there's a pretty big gap between them and the rest of the conference, potentially. You know, Memphis has had this great regular season, but need to see how it works in the playoffs. Lakers on a winning streak until that game last night in Utah, or the other night in Utah, but still, you know, a very modest point differential. I could see Dallas being in that mix as high as third if they're at full strength.
Kevin, when it comes to Daniel Gafford, I know you wrote an article about some of the big all-star snubs. What was the case for Gafford? I mean, we've loved him here, and it's breaking our heart that now he's going to be out 6 weeks with that MCL sprain.
Yeah, so the premise was, you know, number one, we kind of start with the idea of MLB, every team gets an all-star. What would that look like in the NBA for the teams that didn't have one? And then also kind of who would be the next choice for teams that did have one? And, you know, with the Mavericks now having both Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving as all-stars, I got to say that blurb went through a journey because I first wrote it prior to the trades. You know, I thought we were going to run it before the trade deadline. And at that point, I figured it was going to be Luka Doncic was the best Dallas candidate who wasn't an all-star. And then for a while it was Kyrie when he wasn't chosen as a reserve. And then it ends up being Daniel Gafford, who I think has had a really terrific season. And what he's shown me is, you know, I think everyone knew, you know, especially in the wake of last year's finals run, what he could do, you know, as a rim runner on offense, finishing with a lot of these lobs from Kyrie and Luka, and then defensively just kind of hanging back and protecting the rim, you know, in that box as a role player was very effective. But the ability to ramp up his usage with the injuries the Mavericks have had, you know, the last couple of months here, and still be a very efficient scorer, but, you know, getting up to, you know, the teens, the mid-teens in terms of points per game, I think that's been very impressive and not something that I expected him to be able to do.
Kevin, I think we're all kind of worried about, you know, with Kyrie and the usage of him. Does he survive this? Does he survive with, you know, with him dealing with the back and all that? I mean, how do you project that, you know, with him and now having to take on really, you know, putting this team on his back?
Well, I think that's what made, you know, the win over Miami so encouraging to do it without Kyrie. It showed that there's the ability to survive a stretch without him. And, you know, you still have some question marks about the ball handling depth without Luka Doncic in the mix. Watching that Warriors game, Brandon Williams gave them some really nice minutes.
Sure
he's
did.
Someone, you know, I've watched back to when he was in Portland and had a really nice close to the, I think that was the 23 season when they had so many injuries. So, you know, curious to see if he can be a part of this going forward. I think it's just, you know, finding a way to steal minutes. But the other thing that did happen in that Warriors game, just as well as Brandon Williams played, I think Jason Kidd had to get Kyrie back in the game in the fourth quarter a little earlier than he really wanted to because the Warriors were on a run. So it's the ability to avoid those situations that I think is going to, you know, make it easier for Kidd to get his minutes into the high 30s and out of the 40s.
Kevin, we're not getting Steph versus Sabrina in the three-point showdown 2.0. I'm bummed about this. I know you write for both the NBA and the WNBA. Why the heck could we not get this rematch tomorrow night?
Yeah, I guess the idea was, you know, it was so well received last year. It was going to be hard if it was the same event to live up to the hype again this year. I think, you know, it would have been interesting to see some creativity. I think last year, you know, they both shot with their own respective basketballs to see if, you know, both of them used the NBA ball in one round and both of them used the WNBA ball in one round. I think that would have been a really interesting wrinkle to add to it. Yeah, it is disappointing, although I think it was going to be hard to live up to how much everyone loved last year's event.
Do you think we get Caitlin Clark somehow in this event in the future?
I think eventually, like Caitlin's been, you know, having a very low key off season, decided not to play in the unrivaled 3-on-3 league that's going on right now, and it's been very successful and features a lot of the league's biggest stars. So it feels like after the whirlwind that was her senior year at Iowa, straight into this anticipated WNBA season with so many eyeballs on her, that it's just sort of like taking a step back from that from a period of time. And you know, I think after she gets kind of a bit of a break this off season, maybe next off season looks a little different for her.
Kevin, the popularity of the WNBA seems to be very going in the right direction. Is there anything that you yourself, as a guy that covers it, but you know, maybe as a basketball fan, would like to see them do differently for their seasons?
Yeah, it's tough to say in terms of the season, because I think one of the things that, you know, there's a certain segment that would love to see them, like the ABL there, during their short-lived stint, kind of go during the traditional basketball season. But, you know, it seems like the NBA, a lot of the value they see in the WNBA is we have this kind of 365-day coverage between, you know, the two leagues, with the WNBA playing during the NBA offseason. I think there's a lot of value to that. So that's where, you know, whether it's something like Unrivaled eventually becoming an official partner, but having that, you know, presence during the off season, because right now it is such a long period of time that you're out of the public eye, that, you know, maybe just kind of keeping the attention more year round, I think would be a win for the W.
Talking Hoops with Kevin Pelton, ESPN here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you still get excited for the dunk contest?
I do. I mean, it's a lot more fun in person. I'm not covering All-Star in person this year, but have in the past. And you get that sort of anticipation because, you know, the player starts to clear everyone out or that sort of thing. And it's like, what could be coming? That sort of excitement and anticipation. I was there for Zach LaVine versus Aaron Gordon in Toronto. And that was really a lot of fun. Probably as good a modern dunk contest as you're going to get. The challenge is, it's kind of like, much like I was saying about Steph and Sabrina, now we've seen so many different things that sort of the level that you have to get to surprise us, it becomes often very difficult to pull those dunks off on the first try. Whereas what was awesome about that Gordon Levine dunk contest is, you know, they were putting down everything right away, and there wasn't kind of that leg where the air goes out of the room when it's two or three attempts.
Hey, Kevin, I wonder, you talked about the All-Star game. Would you ever like to change the game to where it was maybe like the Euros versus the United States in the basketball and the All-Star game, that kind of thing? Or is that something that's not something we need to see?
I mean, I think it's definitely a possibility. And, you know, I do think it would create a certain level of pride that, you know, has been lacking in the current format or the traditional format over the last few years here. I like what they're trying this year with the four different teams, because I do think we've seen that be very successful in the Rising Stars game, which, you know, I'm getting paid to write about the Rising Stars game. I don't know that everyone's paying as close attention, but the level of competition, you know, when they were using the rookies and sophomores format was even worse than we've seen in the last few All-Star games, where it basically was, you know, everyone clear out of the way at the end of the game and just let's turn it into an impromptu dunk contest. But since they went to this shorter format with the target score and the four different teams, like, it's actually become a fun competitive event. So I do have some hope that can work for the NBA All-Star game as well.
Who's your MVP favorite as we enter the All-Star break?
I think it's Shea. We had the latest update of the straw poll by my colleague Tim Bontemps on ESPN today, and he narrowly edged out Nikola Jokic. It seems like it's probably going to be just those two guys at this point. You know, probably it's a two-man race barring injuries. I had Shea number one, a hair ahead of Jokic, and that's where the group as a whole ended up going as well.
Kevin, this has been awesome, man. You're an absolute stud. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and hopefully we can catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
There he goes, Kevin Pelton, NBA and WNBA writer for ESPN, joining us here in the G-Bag Nation. Coming up next, though, it's the Expressway, 877-881-1053. We got LA Live at 540, but it's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking as we head into the Expressway, brought to you by the On Time Experts here on the G-Bag Nation. We are just moments away from LA Live, coming up at 5:40, top of the hour. We're going to be taking your questions. All right, this is going to be an Ask Us Anything big board report. So you got myself, Zach Wolchuk, you got Brian Broaddus. Go ahead and text us in maybe some of your draft and Cowboys questions, 877-881-1053. We will be live at Hurtado Barbecue tomorrow, their new Dallas location right by the Farmers Market, South Harwood Street, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we're going to be recording a live edition of Love of the Star. It'll be me, Brian, and Eric. So come on out, eat delicious barbecue with us. We'll talk football. We will talk draft as well. But Brian, what you drinking? What you thinking?
I've got a Stella in my hand.
Look at you.
Yeah, I got a Stella in my hand, and I'm thinking right now is, you know, how amazed I am about the Mavs and the way that they finished off getting to the break the way they did. It's you know, I kind of was thinking maybe that things with all these injuries were going to be over with, but I shouldn't have doubted Jason Kidd, the staff, the players, the resolve they have with all the things that are swirling around them right now. They're just going out there and playing basketball for each other. And I think that's something that is really fun to watch. And, you know, I hope they come back from the break. Maybe they get a couple guys back. It's still going to be a long haul, but man, I couldn't be more proud of the way that they've played.
I'm with you. I have been drinking on some coffee. I'll be probably sipping on some vodka a little bit later tonight with the missus.
All right.
But I am thinking happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Those who are single, don't worry. You might be better off sometimes, but you enjoy that solo time. All right. Have some self-love. And if you don't, we're here for you. We love you. If you're struggling in any way, you've always got a friend in us here in the G-Bag Nation, 105 Through the Fan. You can always reach out. I'm here for you. I've struggled with some dark times mentally. And we're here to lift up your spirits, all right? Don't you worry. You're not alone, and we got you. And by the way, the Eagles can go F themselves. Okay, Lucius, what you drinking and what you thinking?
I've had a lot of water, about half a gallon.
Oh, damn. You've been putting in work.
Yeah. No gin today. Half a gallon. That's pretty good.
There you
go. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, man. What am I thinking? I'm thinking this St. Valentine's guy. He was a martyr. They killed this fool.
Yeah.
What?
So the emperor of Rome at the time, he needed young men that didn't have families and wives to fight his wars, right?
Right.
And St. Valentine's was like, well, if you get married, you don't have to go to war. So St. Valentine's was like marrying people on the low so they could stay with their girls and their families and whatnot. They found out about it, and they got St. Valentine's out the game. They killed him. He's a martyr.
Dude, I have a whole new appreciation for this day now.
Yeah, man.
I knew it had to, like, mean, like, there had to be
you
a meaning behind it
all. You said
it
was a made-up day.
I thought it was a Hallmark holiday.
Well, I mean, you know.
It is.
But I think he wrote a letter to a girl while he was in jail before they killed him, and it said, like, love your Valentine.
Damn.
Yeah. There's all types of little stuff connected to it. But yeah, they chopped his head off.
Oh.
Just for marrying people.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. What you drinking? What you thinking? 972 Sprite and about to start my new career. God is good. Congratulations to you. And the 682 said, I'm not going to Hurtado unless LA is there. LA is a busy man, but I'd love to see some Lucius Alexander out there at Hurtado tomorrow. We'll see. No promises. Let's start off with our guy, Rodeo Ron. Ron, what's going on, man? What you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. And I'm thinking it's Valentine's Day, and I'm just glad there's no games featuring a Dallas team. So all my attention and focus can be on Rodeo Crystal, which I am so lucky she's the woman in my life. I got her some of those green flowers and some of those great swirls and a few other gifts while she paid my NTTA bill today. And she also got me two Snickers just in case I get hungry tonight. But hey, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, drinking Jim Beam, turning off 105.3 The Fan to hang out with your spouse, then where the F you at tonight?
Yeah, baby! Let's go, Ron.
He paid his toll bill.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I think Ron's on good behavior right now. He didn't sound as hammered as he did 2 weeks ago.
I think every week we're kind of like, maybe they're saying, Ron, you're a little,
Ron, saying,
you're a little too
Crystal's
drunk.
Like, hey,
you're a little too
in,
drunk on Fridays. In, yeah, maybe.
Let's go to our dude, Dope Sick Dave. What's up? What you drinking? What you thinking?
How you doing, fellas? Just some water right now, but you know we're going to get into some V-Day drinks in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I've been telling y'all, even before the AD Luka trade, that this team, that not to quit on this team.
Yeah.
And I think that team chemistry has been undervalued relative to how much teams have valued building super teams. And obviously when you have, you know, super team building in Phoenix, then, you know, they want to do it in Miami and then they want to do it in LA. But I think team chemistry is very undervalued. If you take a look ever since super teams really became prevalent, I personally I think it's like the 2007 or 2008 Celtics with Ray Allen, KG and Paul Pierce. Ever since then, take a look at how many teams that have actually traded four superstars to build a super team. How many of them have actually won the finals? It's really not that many, and especially if you take out the KD Warriors, which they were already winning without him, it's really not that many teams, like maybe 20% of the winners of the past 17 years.
Yeah.
I love what we're doing. Hopefully AD can get healthy. Maybe we can sign Alex Starr's brother if he's healthy and recovered from his ruptured Achilles. He is nice and can shoot the three. He is nice. Thanks, fellas. Have a good V-Day.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, it was, Boston obviously won Miami. You know, the Heat did get a couple of championships and then Golden State. But otherwise, yeah, they tried it in Brooklyn and that failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Houston a little bit. I mean, I guess they went Chris Paul, James Harden, but that's a solid point there. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what you drinking? What you thinking? What up, Ryan?
Yeah, hey guys. So I'm just drinking some water right now, but you know I would be drinking later. I'm going to be drinking some Jack Daniels and Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, hey, by now, at least you should know who I am and not to ask. But anyways.
Yeah, every time. I know. I get it, bro. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah. Anyway.
You're a star, bro.
I've gone through these last 2 weeks. I've gone through all five stages of grief over the Luka trade. But watching the game last night, man, you think they're nobodies, but they're doing really good. So I'm starting to get some hope again. Now, my Dallas Cowboys, on the other hand, I might need y'all to tell me stuff so I can get some hope with the Cowboys because, man, I'm just apathetic with them.
Yeah, I get that, Ryan. I'm feeling the same way with you. You know, who knows? Maybe training camp rolls around. You get a good draft. They'll be able to get those spirits lifted up. But they got to have a hell of an offseason to get, I think, a lot of us to buy back in. Let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim, we've missed you, brother. How you doing? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, I'm not drinking any whiskey. Well, Chuck, I'm drinking liquid IV. I don't know if you fellas ever, if you ever get sick, you need to get back on your feet. Mm-hmm. So that stuff's pretty good. It's friend of mine told me about it, so I'm doing that. I got a couple things to bear with me. Goddess, I love you so much, son. You just have done such a good job, and I think I spend more time with you than any other TV personality. I watch all and listen to your stuff. And
thank you for doing that,
I'm
sir.
So thankful you're just a classy guy, because this is where I'm going to go.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
This morning on the morning show, fellas, I think we're going to have some kind of intervention with Bobby Belt. I'm kind of being serious here.
Yeah.
Oh, fellas, no. I think one of the great things about this station is that you're not only entertaining the Tolos of today, but you're building the Tolos of tomorrow. And listen, he was talking about some stuff this morning that I don't even want to bring up again. And I think it's bad. I'm not launching a formal complaint because it don't matter a hill of beans. I get you. But, Bobby, son, you don't have to be talking about bacteria in the pubis areas in the morning because, you know, there's a lot of little kids that are going to school with their dads and their mamas listening to this wonderful radio station. So he needs to take a page. And I'll be honest, now listen, he's kind of bringing Chief down a little bit today, you know?
Oh,
and Chief Neat, if there's anything I learned about this station, Gavin is a good influence. Brothers, you're a great influence. Now, Walchuk, you walk the line, but you do it appropriately. But we need to get Bobby Belt straightened out, or he needs to go do something else because it's not helping us get the Tolos of the future. The other thing I will say,
wow,
all this Dallas Maverick stuff, you know, if you live in, and this has got me thinking, all the time the Cowboys talk about living in the moment, living in the moment, living in the moment, not, you know, really thinking about tomorrow. I think with this Dallas Mavericks movie, it sort of underscores the need not to live in the moment, but think to the future. I don't want to hear a dadgum Dallas Cowboy player say, I'm living in the moment, I'm neutral in my mind. I want them thinking about one dadgum thing and one dadgum thing only, and that's, what am I going to do to get that Super Bowl? And if I don't get there, it's not success.
So, here, Jim. Anyway, I thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Big Jim with us here. I love you, bro. I'm going to have to go back and listen to what Bobby said. I don't know what it was about this situation.
Because fungus can't hit that area.
It can't.
And everybody needs to be educated about it.
You know?
You never know.
It could be education.
I got to hear how he said it, I guess. I don't know.
But the way he maybe delivered it, but I trust you, Big Jim. You know we love you. All right, Polo, what's going on, brother? What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, y'all? Hey, I'm thinking about drinking on one of these Dr. Pepper blackberries, but I'm not too sure they should have messed with the original from the get-go.
Sure.
Now, what I'm thinking is, now, Brian Broaddus, you're a little bit older than everybody else at the crew. Do you remember the movie Stand By Me with River Phoenix and Will Wheaton?
Yeah, sure do.
Do you remember the part where River Phoenix was telling the story about lard ass?
No, I know the movie you're talking about, but I can't recall exactly parts of it. But go ahead.
Well, sure he had on.
No, I know the movie. It's a bicycle movie, right? Stand By Me. We're riding bikes.
Stand By Me. Remember they were looking for the dead body.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
My thing is this. Patrick DeMunn, you talking about Luka Doncic, people you grew up like Shaq and all. Shaq
didn't
work out in the offseason. You talking about Luka, I mean, it still hurts my feelings. But you look just like lard ass out Stand By Me eating out of blueberry pies, dude. I know you're a billionaire. You can do whatever you want to. Billionaire. You know, billionaires always look like billionaires. Like Elon Musk, the dude that's really running the country. But Cowboys, I have no faith in y'all. I still love y'all. I have no faith. But I'm gonna give Brian Schottenheimer a chance, man. I'm not going to talk bad about you or your mama just yet because I don't know what type of a coach you are. But hopefully, dude, you come on with it. I don't know if we're going to get Ashton Gentry or not. I still think we need somebody to stop the box. So, we need a good defensive line. Somebody stop the ball ran on our throat, down our throats. Yeah. I know everybody want a running back, Ashton Gentry from Frisco. I don't care about that. You can fly the running back anywhere. Mm. But we need somebody to stop running the ball on us. Because that dude, we got Mozzie Smith. Man, you soft with him Baskin Robbins ice cream, man. Bye.
Thank you, Polo.
Man, I love Baskin Robbins ice cream, too.
Baskin's good. I mean, honestly, I haven't had many ice creams that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's go to Bryston?
First, you said it right the first time.
Bryston?
Yeah, good.
Bryston, how you doing? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Bryston, what's up, man? I'm drinking water. What's up, G-Bag?
What up, bro?
What's up, bro?
What's up?
How are things at the Fiji house?
Yeah, the Fiji house. You got to stay hydrated. You got to stay hydrated, man. I'm really thinking like LA Live at the moment because I listen to it every day on the way home. So, you know, it'll make you dance and everything. That's what my boy Lucius. And then after just a disappointing Mavs season, it's like beating a dead horse. I don't want to talk about it. I'm really looking forward to my Rangers, man. I'm really pumped on that end. And I'm just really interested in what the Cowboys are going to do in the offseason and what the draft is like because I would be really excited if they got a good running back like Ashton Gentry, man. Okay. So that's what I'm thinking. Tolo for life. Yep. Love y'all. Bryston out.
Let's go, Bryston. Love the energy.
Yeah.
Sound great, off winner great, right there.
Great energy. Yeah.
All right, let's go to BS.
Nobody's talking about their girls or their Valentine's
no,
Day
no,
situation.
No,
nobody.
We get it here. We get it. BS. Not today. What you drinking?
Polo.
What you thinking, sir?
Even Polo didn't bring
it. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
I'm drinking piss and vinegar, man.
I'm still
bitter about this, Mavs. I hate to bring it down, man. It's Valentine's Day, but let me tell you, man. This whole thing, I'm not letting it just the Dumont or whoever they are and Rico. They didn't know what was going on. That was two dudes talking, man. Two friends and didn't tell nobody else. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And you know they. I'm sorry, man, but that's a generational player. I know we've been rehashing this, but still, DFW. I mean, man, go to the games and get kicked out and wear your shirt, whatever. Make a shirt that you can wear there because, man, that ain't right, man. This is our Jordan. That was Dallas. That was a DFW's Michael Jordan right there that y'all – and I know Rico will be gone in a year because that's what he wants to do. We'll hang out with his buddy that got him that job. He'll get him a job at L.A.
I appreciate
it. Wasn't right, man.
Thank you, BS. I feel the pain. It is Nico. I don't know. Maybe he was doing like a Dick Vic joke there.
I think he was. He might have been
Nico.
Is
it Dick Fangio?
Might have been
trolling. He said the governor's name.
Yeah.
The DuPonts, wherever the hell they are.
Yeah. Like the company in Delaware.
Yeah, those DuPonts. All right, hide your girlfriends. Magic Mike's on. Magic Mike, what's going on? What you drinking? What you thinking?
What I'm drinking is some Smirnoff Smash 8%. Hello on a Friday. I would like to point out in reference to Valentine's Day and all that fun that, you know, with the way the Mavs were going and the way the Rangers went last year, I was disappointed and I almost turned in my Tolo badge, but God, y'all are my drug. So I just want to say, let's be real. With the Mavericks, two things. Either this is like Major League, and hopefully they're not doing a Dumont or Nico Harris, like, pull the deals off or whatever. But I just really hope they're coming together and Jason Kidd's a strong leader like we think he is. And this isn't everybody's letdown game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the other part of that is, I mean, I'm excited for the draft with the Cowboys and all that fun stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a small part of me that really wishes Nico would have been GM when we were getting ready to re-sign Dak, because I'm going to tell you right now, you can go back and check the text. I still believe Captain No Clutch. His stats are pretty, but it's not when you need it. It's just not. So, anyway, happy Valentine's Day to all, and y'all have a good night, huh?
Yeah. All right.
Magic Mike, I appreciate it. Hell of a voice, man.
That guy.
Pipes on that
guy. We need to get him on our team here.
Man.
That guy.
Next fan phenom.
Exactly.
Magic Mike, show up, brother. You got a shot to win that thing. All right.
My job.
I think it's nasty time. Mr. Nasty, what's going on, bro? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Went through a pint of Don Julio.
Yep.
Two pieces into a three-piece from Henderson Chicken halfway through fries.
Ooh, nice.
There you go.
Sitting here thinking the trade wasn't, it was a terrible trade. I wouldn't trade Luka, but I think Mad Max is turning into the Dallas Mavericks sweetheart for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And on my Valentine's Day edition, to get the pot stirred up, my question is to Brian Broaddus and Zach Walchuk. What are the misses thinking about you wasting all these hours of film time to draft a player that's not going to change the franchise? Just imagine you're out there wasting hours and hours of time watching film to draft one person that's going to end up to be Taco.
Thank you, Nasty. Well,
I don't do it just for the Cowboys.
No, yeah.
I do the draft for the coach, the Miami Dolphins, that comes up to me at the combine and tells me, because your guys' draft coverage is better. I learn more from your guys' draft coverage, listening to you guys talk and the podcast and stuff. I just don't do it for Cowboy fans. I do it for...
You do it for the love of the game.
I love the draft. I absolutely love the draft. And it's funny. Who was I? I was. We were at Radio Row.
Yeah.
A guy that we were interviewing, the former...
Lewis Riddick.
And I knew Lewis missed it like I missed it. You know, this time of year you miss it. So, no, but I don't do it for the Cowboy fans. They're part of it. I do it for the love of what I have, and then also, though, for all the platforms I'm on, for Eagle fans, Buccaneer fans, whoever's fans of, you know, of the game that want to learn about these players.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, she supports. It's a little bit of extra cash. Not a lot, but a little bit of extra cash, and she knew what she was getting into. All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, what you drinking, what you thinking?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Excellent.
Hey, I'm just drinking some...
Go pick out some flowers and bring my sweet wife.
Okay.
And I don't want to kick you down while you're down, but I'm a lifelong Lakers fan. And having AD gone, and yeah, real talented guy, and just really thought the most of him, the best of him when we first got him, but it was like every night I had to hold my breath wondering if, oh, this is the night he's gonna get hurt, he's gonna be out for 2 weeks, or something's gonna happen. I mean, every night it was like that.
Sure.
I know, you know, it's like Charles Barkley said, street clothes.
Yeah, I get it, Rick. All right, that's our guy. All right, that's our guy now. I'm not having you talk down on him. I get it. Is Anthony day-to-day Davis? Yes. Is he street clothes? Yes. All right, that's our dude. Quit it. All right? Anthony Davis going to take us to a championship. Let's get Maverick horny now. Let's go. Woo! Ike, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Oh, Isaiah.
Oh, it's Isaiah. 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 Oh, my gosh. Isaiah, what's up?
How you guys doing, man? How y'all doing?
We're okay.
Hey, all these guys are crazy. Oh, yeah, I'm just ready for what I'm drinking. I'm drinking up some water. And what I'm thinking is I'm ready for the Ranger season, man. I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go get Rangers.
I'm ready to see Corey Seager. I'm ready to see Marcus Semien out there.
All right. Is that it?
Short, sweet, to the point. Yeah, I appreciate it, Isaiah.
All right, man. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Time now, I think, to go into the PIM Cup for some LA Live.
I'm just happy AD made it past the press conference.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I mean, stub his toe or something like that.
Rick's speaking what we all feel, but I got to defend our dude.
Trip coming down off the podium.
Trip.
Sprained ankle.
There's the ACL.
Yeah. All right, let's get into this right after the great Rick James. Yo.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. I'm fine at this point. It'll make you dance some everything. Everybody get high.
Any regrets about anything that went on in the pre-fights and all the news conferences?
Negative. I'm good. I beat Polly. I left with his belt and his girl.
Ooh. Adrian, congratulations on winning the title. Polly, come on in.
I'm just saying, you lost.
I know I lost. But don't.
Hold on. Wait.
Don't brag about taking my side piece. Don't brag about taking my side piece. No, that's my side piece. You don't get laid.
All right.
You don't get laid. Don't brag about taking my side piece. You don't get laid. Hilarious. This is LA Live for Friday, February 14th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here at LA Live. Happy Valentine's Day. Every day is the 14th.
Every day
is the 14th. I stopped by Callaway's on my way to the studio today.
Oh, the plant place?
The plant place, yes.
Hit a golf ball over one time.
Did you?
Out of a parking lot of a bar.
Oh.
Well, was that a bet?
I was hammered, Lucius.
Okay.
And a guy bet me I couldn't hit a 5-iron over the top of Callaway Nursery.
Was that in Baton Rouge?
Here.
Oh, let's go. Mardi Gras Brian.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Lucius, it was a stupid
That's
thing.
What we do. That's what we do.
I scarred up a good 5-iron, but I got that ball up over that thing. Yeah.
That's what matters. We do.
Yeah.
Don't ever challenge
me to hit a 5-iron over a building.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I stopped by today. You know, picked up some plants.
Oh.
And a little bit of flowers, because I like to buy them with the roots.
Yeah.
I don't like to cut flowers and everything. I like to get them with the roots.
Do you replant them?
Yeah. Please replant these, girl. Yeah. These are for you.
Yeah.
Can you keep these alive?
This is a test?
It's a test. Can you keep these alive?
Has she killed cactus before?
Pretty sure. Let's see. Hey, enjoy this weekend, folks. And don't crash out.
Don't crash out.
Avoid the law dogs. When I say law dogs, what do I mean, guys?
Yeah, don't do anything stupid like on the roads. Don't road rage.
But the law dogs. Who are the law dogs?
Oh, the police.
The police. Yes.
But
yes,
Lucius,
yes,
we have a Monday holiday too, by the way.
Do we?
We got a Monday holiday.
President's Day. Are things still open, President? Or are we closing the jails?
Sure.
I would check that.
I wouldn't risk it.
Let me find out.
I'll Google it.
I think we're closing down, so we might not get to see the judge till Tuesday.
Till Tuesday, bro.
Yeah.
The whole Valentine's weekend, you locked up.
That's bad.
Because you were drinking too close to the curb and had a warrant. You know what I mean? Hey, mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend.
It's a three-day weekend.
Stay in your square. Yep, see?
There you go.
They're not working on President's Day. No judges.
Won't see you until Tuesday.
Don't do it.
Yeah, stay in your square. Don't crash out. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yeah.
I'll be the one to subtract.
Yeah, I'll be the one subtracting, smart ass. There's always one in the group. There's always one. Yeah. G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all. Find G-Back Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here was not supposed to win. It's supposed to be a filler. My brother used to bully me when I was younger.
I'm slim.
God bless that boy. God bless him. Yeah. My brother used to sit on my face. Pause. God dog it.
What'd you say?
With the pillow.
You knew it. Crap.
Yeah.
That one's got 5-time written all over it.
I hope not. No.
It's got right not. into the playoffs.
It doesn't pop. It doesn't pop like the one.
No.
You had dicks on your mind.
No.
That's crazy.
Sporting goods.
Pause.
But the thing, yeah, that's got 5 times, folks. I think we need to vote that one in 5 times.
Hey, I see you with that LSU sweatshirt got on there.
Yeah, bright, isn't it?
Yes. College gymnastics is usually going on my televisions when I get home on Fridays. You've got number one OU versus number two LSU tonight, by the way.
Yes. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is good. Yeah.
Oklahoma is good. So is LSU. And you.
They are.
Florida, UCLA, pretty good squads out there.
Yeah.
And a boxing star coming out of Norfolk named Keyshawn Davis, the businessman. He's boxing tonight at Madison Square Garden. That should be on ESPN for all the fellas. Like, you know, if your girls go to sleep or something like that, if you don't want to watch the NBA All-Star stuff, which I will be trying to capture all of this in.
Yeah.
That's on, too. All right. I got that out of the way. Now I'm going to empty out this folder because I have stuff that's been sitting here for a long time. All right. The NBA TNT crew, not the main crew, but the Vince Carter, Shaq, Candace Parker, and Adam...
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Adam
Lefko.
Lefko.
Let's go.
Adam Lefko.
We saw Lefko on Radio Row, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have shook his hand. I was not familiar with this game.
Oh, I'm not either.
Listen to this dude be rapping and freestyling and everything. Okay. Listen to this. This is during, like, the TNT break.
Really, none of what you know about me. I'm the GLOLEFKOE. Grizzlies front, office there's their flowers. Man, this is crazy deep, and I do it every hour. Bow, bow. Grizzlies playing beautiful ball. Bowl, bowl, class of session, tell it to them all. Bowl, bowl. We in Studio J, we feeling okay. It's halftime today. What you know? Vince, Candace, Shaq, Lefko right here, and I'm all up in the back.
Bowl, bowl.
What you know about me? It's Amex teammate. Put the graphic on the screen. Hey, is that a bowl?
Bowl, bowl.
Hey, hey, is that a bowl?
Bowl, bowl.
What you know?
That's really good, man. Lefko.
I was not familiar with this game.
Me either, man.
Are they the second team? I know Shaq's a first teamer, but...
Hey, Shaq will overlap, but yeah, that's the second team unit behind Ernie and all them.
Gosh.
Yeah, watch out for that guy. He's on his way.
He's on his way.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
Gonna link up with Drake or something.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with battle raps?
Yes.
You know, you just try to insult somebody or whatever?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis has become fodder for battle raps.
No.
Yeah, bro. No. I seen this one. I just shook my head like, dang.
No.
Dang. This is our guy. Dang. Let's do this, bro.
Yeah, I be on ice, but never in my life was I cool running. We could take it to any level you want. No, I'm tool tucking. Anthony Davis, soon as you think I'm playing, I'ma pull something.
Oh. Oh. No, not our guy.
Soon as you think I'm gonna pull something.
It stinks.
Bro, that was exactly what he did for his first game with us.
He did.
Yeah, we was like, oh man, this dude is on fire. Then here it is. Oh my God, I can't believe
grabbing
him. Who you want? No, I'm tool tucking. Anthony Davis. Soon as you think I'm playing, I'ma pull something.
Oh,
sad. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Just watch out for that. And what else I got to do? I want to empty this. Hey, you guys familiar with Old Deuce, Old Man Deuce?
No.
He's singing songs on the internet with his mother.
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen this guy.
He's a real young kid. He has no business singing these songs. Oh, okay. I can't believe he knows the words to these songs.
Like, we're not even a teenager?
Not even a teenager.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he might have a diaper on, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is
he's in pull-ups?
This is a young dude right here, man. Yeah, he's singing a Ronald Isley song, Contagious. Contagious. This was a Ronald Isley song back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, my uncle named his car Contagious.
Ooh.
Because he liked that song so much. I'm going to be through there. I'm going to go clean up Contagious and I'll come pick you up.
Contagious yeah, right needs to wash.
Clean up Contagious. Listen to this, dude. Old Man Deuce.
Yeah. Come over here.
Bro, he has no business singing like this. These are adult songs, adult situations. Yeah.
It's kind of adorable.
Mom's encouraging, though.
Yo, Deucey, get it, Deucey.
Mom be hanging out, clearly.
Yeah.
Something's going on upstairs,
okay.
I thought nobody else was here.
Okay.
I was getting closer to the stepway. And then I hear my baby's voice in my ear.
Say what?
Screaming out, "Long contagious, touch me, baby, give me what you got."
Damn, Deucey, he's barely six.
Little man, Deuce,
he's crushing it.
Yeah, man. Yep, just trying to empty out the folder. I don't know if I'll ever be able to play Deuce ever again, but it's a holiday type vibe, so I would go ahead and get that off.
Wouldn't mind hearing Deuce again.
You know what I mean? You got your lady sitting in the car with you. She, what's going on? That lady, that little kid singing?
Yeah, why is that kid sing better than you?
What is that?
Let's turn that off there.
Here's old man Deuce right here singing a Dallas Legends song. Legend by apostrophe S. Oak Cliff legend right here.
Say
you want to do this
song over. Yeah, Tom. Lady at the casino.
Hey!
Yeah, this is, come on. Slow, slow, money. Yeah. Come
no
on.
Business.
She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey.
He's so extra.
If you want to do a radio favor,
sing it, baby.
It's what I want you to do. Owe me $2.
For the next time I see you.
Get it, come on. Hey, hey.
Whoa, these last $2.
He's doing the raspiness in the voice, too.
I just don't understand.
How does this kid learn these songs?
Well, clearly his mom liked to hang out, but how does he know the inflection points?
Yeah.
He's never been through these experiences. He doesn't know what it's like having just two more dollars left at a casino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
He don't know what a contagious person is. Somebody you just want to see all the time. Man, you're just contagious to me.
He might end up being a star one day, this little deuce.
He might. All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. You guys have a fantastic weekend. Think about Lil Deuce. Think about yourself. Think about your loved ones. Think about your safety. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Holla.
There he is, the great Lucius Alexander, LA Live every day at 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, 877-881-1053. It's your time to shine. Go ahead and text in. It's time for an Ask Us Anything Big Board Report. You got draft questions. We are here to answer them. That is next in the Nation.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.